Hey, bosses. If you're new, welcome. If you are returning back, welcome to Boss Talks with the Crew. I'm Miss Working.
I'm Jay.
I'm Chef Sham.
I'm Sheree Monet.
Okay, so we've all kind of been in that place where we're not ourselves. We procrastinate. We get like a little lazy. Something is off. We're like not valuing ourselves. We're not really caring about ourselves, right? So today we're going to discuss that. This is our self-love episode on Self-Care Sunday, right? So for me, self-love used to be kind of like accepting yourself as is. I feel like it sounds simple, but I really feel like self-love is, of course, accepting what you can't change. But I feel like it's acknowledging your flaws and like your toxic traits and then really working towards making a change. I feel like self-love is being a better person and continuing to work towards being a better you. All right.
And I also feel
like...
like that.
Forgiveness. We don't forgive ourselves enough, right?
Right. We know.
So I feel like we all fuck up. We all mess up. We all do things we may regret, whatever that looks like. And we may apologize to the person or the people, but not ourselves. So I feel like love yourself is to forgive yourself. Like you did it, you messed up, acknowledge it, apologize, and make an effort to never do it again. Yes. So for me, self-love is really loving yourself, being a better person, forgiving yourself. And then, like, literally loving yourself. Because if you don't love you, anybody else can love you. And if you don't know how to love yourself, how can you expect somebody else to know how to love you? No.
Because at that point, you don't even know what you want. Good shit, B.
Poetry, little
slam. Hey, that's what I told you about. She got it. I like that. Beat it up down with that one.
I'm like, so much you loving yourself, but now it's so much more than that.
It's so much more.
It is. Yes. Okay.
I would agree.
That's a great way to open up. Yes.
I know. I'm like, dang, what else do you know?
Yes.
You touched on the forgiving yourself piece. Oh. And baby, listen. Okay. I am my hardest critic.
Yes.
And I definitely feel like I beat myself up a lot about the decisions that I have made, the things that I have not done, the things that I feel like I haven't accomplished yet, or things that I feel like, dang, like if I would have just did this, or if I wouldn't have dealt with this person, or if I wanted to, like, it's all these what ifs, or you just beating yourself up for just bad decisions that you may have made, but it's like, you can't rehash those things because the brain is a powerful tool. And if you allow yourself to be your own abuser, then you're not loving yourself. You can't be both. It's not a hand-to-hand thing. So we abuse ourselves a lot of times by rehashing things that we can't control or that we could have controlled, but we didn't. We went another route. But it's like, now you need to release that. Say, I understand that I made this mistake. This happened. I can't go back in time. So now it's time for me to move forward. And like you said, not allow this to continue. You know, and for me, self-love, what I've learned just recently, literally just recently, is not quitting on yourself, not giving up on yourself. For me, I feel like I have done a lot of quitting on myself. I've done a lot of giving up on myself in the sense of even with y'all, you know, we kind of talked about it in our Boss Up episode of like me not falling through with certain things that I know I'm very much capable of doing. But it's like, well, you get stuck to this one point and you're like, I don't want to do this no more. And it's like, no, push yourself. Like, that's a part of self-love. That's like having faith in yourself, not giving up on yourself. Like, if nobody else, if you don't love yourself, who's going to love you? If you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you? So it's like, that all goes hand in hand too when it comes to self-love, ladies. So, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do snaps for this episode.
Yes. Feeling the vibe.
Thinking real deep. And I love it. I love listening. I'm going to go last. Go ahead, JJ.
Okay, well, these ladies have said a lot, but I feel like I agree with everything that was said. I feel like self-love is definitely loving all of you, not just parts of you. Self-love is also loving even your insecurities. And just, I feel like once you start to love your insecurities, they no longer become insecurities. If you're continuously downing yourself, like, I don't like this about me, you're going to forever not like that about you. So I definitely agree with what everyone said. Y'all got me trying to think of what to say. Dang, y'all said everything. But for me personally, I used to not know what self-love was. I felt like, oh, if I wasn't perfect, you know, I wasn't good enough. So like they say, you know, being down on myself. But as I grew, I realized I'm not going to do everything perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. And it's okay to, because at the end of the day, we learn from our mistakes. So we're not, nobody's perfect except the man above. But besides him, we aren't perfect and we'll never be perfect. But we just have to grow, learn, and just love all of you, whether it's good or bad. Love everything that comes with you, because who you are and what you go through, that makes you as a person. So don't down yourself. Like they said, don't quit on yourself. I also was a quitter. Like, oh, I can't get it. I'm just going to give up. Like, but don't do that, because the more you try to be a better you, you'll be a better you. So it's all about manifesting, loving yourself, love, I mean, every aspect. Love you mentally, physically, emotionally, and then just grow. If you're not satisfied with something, grow, change it. Do better, but don't sit and be down on yourself as a person. Because like Sherelle said, we are our biggest critics, but learn from your mistakes and grow. So self-love is just, like I said, over and over, loving all of you, no matter if it's good or bad. Miss Sham, Chef Sham, since you want to go last, how you feel?
I just wanted to hear what everybody had to say for the most part. I don't know. Y'all know my journey pretty much has been... it's been up and down. It's been a roller coaster with my spiritual journey for the last year and a half. I am happy I'm more in tune with myself and with God. But for the, I want to say three things. I believe self-love also comes from patience within yourself, because nothing happens overnight. Faith within yourself and God, because if you had no faith, what's the point of you even doing all of this? It's like you're not really trying to succeed, or you don't have any faith that this is going to go far, then what is you really doing it for? And trusting in timing. Like I said, nothing happens overnight. So when you feel down, it's very important that you always pick yourself back up. And sometimes you don't want to discuss or disclose any information with your friends, your family, girlfriends, however it is. But it's always important to me that when you feel like you're losing yourself, pick yourself back up. When you feel those things that only you sit in the house with at night, you got to make that change. Like Jayla said, if we can't be stagnant, we have to continue to grow. So I would say all three of those things fall under self-love: patience, faith within yourself and God, and trusting in his timing, because doesn't anything happen overnight. You got to put that hard work and that ethic in, but at the same time, you also have to have trust and faith that God is going to lead you through that. But if you don't have it, then what's the point of you doing all this? He said, okay, I'm going to give it to you, but I'm not going to just give it to you. You got to work for it. So if you're not putting in the force and the efforts to get to that aspect of where we're trying to go, then what are we really doing here? So I say that, just tighten our relationship up with the man above, as God would say, or Jayla would say. And that's what I'm rocking with today.
I want to say something really quick. Self-love is also... understanding that you may need some alone time, really separating yourself from others. It's not to be funny. You know, if you're not answering your girlfriend's phone calls, or you don't feel like talking to nobody, sometimes you need that quality time to yourself and God. Like, that's another thing that I've been learning. Like, it's okay to be alone in these times where you need to pour your own energy back into yourself, because sometimes we giving our friends encouraging words and we going through our own stuff. And it's like, sometimes you need that moment. You need that break to yourself and be like, I need to pour back into me. I need to give myself back the energy that I've been giving to others. And sometimes you don't have it. So you have to pull it from within. And sometimes that may mean you might need a week to yourself. I'm not talking to none of y'all for a whole week. I'm not doing this. You know what I'm saying? I need to be by myself, recharge, so that I can be that good person. I can be that good friend. I can be that happy person that I need to be for myself, so that I can be that for others. You know what I'm saying? So taking that quality time to yourself is very, very, very important. I do believe that. And that's even as far as what I'm doing right now, just focusing on myself, as in not being in a relationship. For me right now, I know that this is my recharging time, self-love time for myself. I don't need nobody else right now to love on me. I just need to love on myself, pour into myself, because the love that I've been receiving, it ain't been what I needed. You know, it hasn't been recharging me in the way that I needed to be recharged. So I need to recharge my own self right now. And so quality time to yourself is another form of self-love, period.
Yes.
I know I love it.
Right.
Yes. We know.
Therapies are essential, honey.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Sherelle. You know, you and we gotta realize that too, and that also falls under self-love. The love you give out will not always be the love you receive, and that shit hurt. I promise you, that shit take you to a whole nother level with your mind, your mental, your everything, your physical. But we also have to remember, people don't think like us, so they're not going to take that the same way we're giving it out. So right. I'm glad you said that, because that time alone, and y'all know this whole little year and a half for me by myself actually being, well, no longer now, but out of a relationship, and I've always been, let's say, in a relationship, or it's always been Shamira and this guy, or Shamira and this boyfriend, or Shamira and this boyfriend. It's never just been Shamira. So when you take that time as yourself as an individual, you find a lot of shit about yourself, and you end up touching down in a lot of what I want to say childhood feelings. You start getting more in tune with yourself. You start just doing little things out of your normal routine that you really wouldn't have. Today, I honestly forgot. I was about to forget we had to record, but I wanted to watch Scooby-Doo all day. I don't know where it came from, but sometimes just that time to yourself, it's okay to bring out that inner childhood that we no longer touch on. And sometimes that part need a healing of us too. So love on that young child, love on that 18-year-old self, or that 6-year-old self, or how whatever age you feel like you need to connect with, because I think that's also another reason why our mind is so blocked, because we still holding on to shit from a child. But like I said, that's a whole nother conversation. That falls under Brittany saying, forgive yourself. So that's pretty much your whole life. Whatever doubts or indecisive decisions you may feel, just forgive yourself and push forward with that shit for real.
All right, we move on, because now I got something to touch back on what Sherelle said when it comes to like taking space to kind of love on you and leaving other people alone. I feel like people forget you can't find happiness in somebody else. Like you can't find love for yourself in somebody else. And then I also want to say, you can't blame that other person for you not finding what you wanted for yourself in them.
Yes. Preach. Yes. Okay. It's Sunday.
Have to love yourself. Like somebody you can't get that from somebody else. They can't give you that. If you don't love you, you can't love that person, and they can't love you. Like you have to love yourself. And if you're struggling with it, talk to somebody. We done said this a million times. Talk to a friend, talk to your family, talk space, talk to somebody. Like you have to learn how to love you, flaws and all. If you don't like those flaws, fix them. Like Jayla said, fix it.
Period.
Good shit. Okay.
Touch me a little bit.
That was a touchy subject. But it was mail needed, because people don't understand that concept alone. Like that's a whole topic in itself, because people just don't grasp the fact that you can't find happiness in nobody but yourself. I think that's like a huge thing that people miss. They romanticize love and the fact that they think that they're going to get everything and that this one person is going to be everything that they need and more. And that is just not
the case.
That's just not realistic. It's just not realistic. And that is why you have to be able to pour into yourself. And also, you pouring into yourself will attract the person that you are supposed to be with.
Hello. Come on.
You pouring into yourself is going to help bring the proper people into your life. Friends, you know what I'm saying? Co-workers, all types.
Like business partners.
All types of stuff, and just not just relationships, but like just you carrying yourself in another manner, loving yourself in a better manner, that's gonna just bring so many good things your way. And if you got this negative energy, you're gonna keep attracting negative energy.
People gonna be running from your ass.
That's when you become the problem, right?
But you the problem, and then you want to know why, and it's everybody else's fault. Now you playing the blame game, and we're not doing that. We're not doing that. You got to come take a look. Come on, come bring it back, reel it back in.
That mirror it.
Look at yourself in the mirror and say, what is it? What's wrong with me? What have I done in this situation? Mm-hmm. Why is it that everybody won't? Don't nobody want to be bothered with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for real.
At some point, it's not them. It's not everybody. It got to be some part of you too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's take all I got to say about that.
Accountability.
Yes.
Yes.
Self-love.
Yes. Accountability.
Accountability is a part of self-love.
Yeah.
Holding yourself accountable is self-love. For sure. For sure. Being honest with yourself.
Self-love.
It's self-love.
I love it.
Okay. Telling yourself you messed up. It was you. That's you. All you. And it's a part of self-love because now you can heal. Now you can start the process of healing. When you can be honest and truthful with yourself and you see the issue, now I can heal. I can start to anyway. Because now I didn't uncover the trauma. Now I didn't uncover the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me take the steps to get to the resolution.
I just want to say we all glowing in the background, and that's that comes from healing.
And working on healing.
Beautiful, yes.
It's still a process. It's never ending.
Ongoing.
Never ending. Never ending. You're gonna always be evolving. And as long as you're evolving, you're gonna have some pain, you're gonna have some sorrow, but you're gonna also have some happiness and joy that comes along with the next part of the journey, because you're gonna be just constantly growing.
You're gonna come out with a glow on that other side. Then
that's
all you're gonna see. You're gonna walk around, people gonna feel like, well, damn bitch, what's that gotten into you?
Right. Love, healing.
Okay.
Yes. I know we always, you know, we be talking about like protecting our energy, you know, our energy, you feel me? So, you know, how does that work? Like, how do you feel like from now on, because we've been through so much as women, what are the steps you're going to take to protect your energy?
Questions.
Jay, I see you.
Okay, so for me, I feel like I didn't always know how to protect my energy. Like I will always consistently allow toxic people, toxic things into my life. And then I would notice that that would make me a toxic person because I'm surrounded by nothing but toxic people or toxic things, negativity, whether it's a person, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship. So once I start realizing it was changing me as a person, I'm like, anything that's negative has to go. Whether it's a person, I don't care if you've been in my life all my life. Whether it's a job that's paying my bills, whatever it is, I'm like, I have to let it go. Because especially now that I'm a mother, I don't want to be feeding him negative energy. Like I pray that he's not around negative energy, and I don't want to be the one bringing him down because I know negative energy can bring you down. So for me, as soon as I notice this job is off, I'm on Indeed, I'm picking up another job. Like, okay, I can't stay here. And I know people say, like back in the day, everybody would stay at their job, whether they happy or unhappy, but I'm not doing that. Like right now, I'm a nurse. I'm like, it's looking a little shaky. I don't know. You know, this is no longer like I love helping others. I love being there for others. But as far as nursing, and a lot of it has to do with the pandemic, blah, blah, blah. It's so toxic. It's so negative. Like going to work, people passing away left and right, people getting COVID left and right, or just it's just depressing. Like even in the beginning of the pandemic, people were dying alone because you couldn't have visitors and just. It's just so like negative. And don't get me wrong, it is positive parts in nursing, but it's so hard to find that right now with everything going on. So it's like, okay, do I still want to be a nurse? Because it's messing up my inner peace. Like I can't go to work every day and I'm just dreading and like, oh, what sad stuff about to happen today? Because that messes with my mental at the end of the day. So not saying I'm not going to be a nurse forever, but I just know I probably won't retire in this field because it's disturbing my peace. And as far as people, I can love you to death, but it's a thing called love you from a distance. If you disturbing my peace, hey boo over there, you know, you can't be over here in my bubble. You gotta be over there. So it's definitely process of elimination. What's disturbing my peace? It has to go. This brings me happiness. This doesn't. So this list has to go at the end of the day. So definitely not allowing negative things or negative stuff in my energy. It has definitely changed me as a person. Like it brought back the positive Jay. I'm not all the way back yet. I'm still working on myself and that's fine. But it's definitely, I'm getting there, you know, like I said, process of elimination. Don't let that stuff in you. This goes for everybody. If someone is disturbing your peace, if that job is disturbing your peace, we are young. I mean, we may have some people older that's watching this, but regardless, I was in nursing school with people in their 50s. You don't have to be content. You can move on. You can leave that person. You can get a new job, get a whole new career. You got to go to school. That's cool. As long as it's going to bring you happiness, do it. I don't care how hard you work for something. I don't care if you've been in a job for 20 years. If one day it's like, oh, I can't do this, go. You love this man. You love this woman. They toxic. All they bring is toxic energy. Leave. It's more to life than dealing with negative. It's so much positive stuff in life. You just have to find it and be willing to take those steps to find it. You don't have to settle. We always talk about not settling. Like Sherelle said, we always talk about our energy. You are in control of your life, not your boyfriend, not your parents, not your job, you yourself. So do whatever you got to do so you can be positive. Don't nobody want to be around you if you're negative. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go. So that's just that on that. But that's my spiel. Okay. On my energy, you know what I'm saying? Who wanna go?
I guess for me, protecting your energy is recognizing red flags, and like not just in dating, but just in general. So like you said, in a job, in a friendship, coworker, in your family, because blood don't mean shit. I feel like really kind of seeing it for what it is, you know? Like protecting yourself is if they show you who they are, believe the shit the first time and don't do it second time. Like ain't no second time. Ain't no we're gonna try it again. So I feel like protect your space, protect your peace. Like you said, and if they fucking up your peace, it can go. Person, place, or thing, it can go. If you unhappy where you living at, move.
Period.
Save up, move. If you unhappy with how you feel about yourself, work on it. Because maybe you fucking up your own peace. Maybe it's you. Might not be a person, a place, or a thing. It could just be yourself.
Yeah.
Protect yourself from yourself. Sounds crazy, but I feel like it's not.
It's the truth.
Sometimes you're not your best self. I feel like it can be detrimental. So protect your inner space from whoever or whatever that looks like.
Love it.
Okay, Sham.
I don't know. Oh, y'all. Because, I don't know, some sticks and stones can be thrown at you every day. But when it comes to my energy, I ain't gonna lie to you. I take them. I vent to myself real quick. I might have a little argument with myself, but I don't let anybody else see me out of that element. And when I'm done with that, I get right back into reality. Okay, well, that was 5 minutes ago. I'm gonna let it go and continue to move forward and not let it ruin my day. Now that's on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say it's been a while and I just feel just all this negative energy just coming towards me. I'm a very spiritual person. So by me being more quiet now and actually watching, I'm noticing a lot of attraction. And sometimes people will leech off your energy. So me, especially when I feel like I'm procrastinating, I'm not myself, I'm sad, or I'm just off. It's just not me. I get my Palo Santo. I get my sage. I let a window open. I say me a nice little prayer. I'll write out some affirmations. I will write a whole letter to God or wherever it's going, whatever my heart spills. And it don't even have to be sad all the time. Whatever just come to my mind at that point, I will just write until I feel like there's nothing else to write about. I will take it. I will burn it. And usually I would have a spiritual bath. Like, I don't know if it was that day, but maybe a little bit throughout the week. But that's how I get my mental, because I'm not really experiencing a lot of energy because of the work environment I'm in. The environment that I'm in is very, 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 very positive. So usually the only time I get negative energy is when something happens up front from the customers and it's coming to the back. That's when I say, okay, I might have to vent to myself a little bit, but I got to get back into reality, because at the end of the day, I'm not facing major, major things. But when I really feel something toxic coming towards me, I have to shut down. I have to ignore people for a little while and just take that little time for myself, whether it's 3 hours, 4 hours, a whole 24 hours. But usually I'll be cool after my little bath and my little writing session and I get back to normal. So I guess that's how I protect my energy, shutting up, venting to myself, and coming home and getting my whole mental right, because ain't nobody else gonna push you, get your mental right, have faith in yourself. Ain't nobody gonna do this shit because of you. So when we say self-love, that's everywhere, emotionally, physically, mentally, verbally, speaking affirmations to yourself and manifesting them. That's one of the major things. And also, sorry, I think the little baby getting a little snack. And also being able to recognize when you need to cut everything off and take some evaluation to yourself. So that's what I say for me.
Okay. Protecting your energy. For me, I think, as Brittany said, you got to protect yourself from yourself sometimes. I can go back to that all day, because I'm my biggest critic, but I'm also very hard on myself. I had a friend the other day tell me I wasn't so enjoyable to talk to. And when she told me that, she got me together, because I was going through a little spaz out moment where I wasn't feeling like myself. I was sad. I was down. I was out. And we talk every day. And so she knows my normal energy. And when I was off, she was like, I was fussing, complaining about something. And she was just like, you know what? I'm going to need you to get it together, because you haven't been so enjoyable to talk to.
Period.
And I was like, at that moment, as soon as she said that, I snapped out of it. I'm like, oh, because it hurt my feelings. But okay, you irritating her. You know what I'm saying? Your energy is messing up her energy. You know what I'm saying? And don't nobody want to be around nobody, like y'all just said, with negative energy. So for me, it's really a battle amongst those, I guess as Shamir would say, positive affirmations to yourself. Like when you complaining, you need to fix that immediately. You need to be great. You need to talk about all things you're grateful for. So a lot of times when I'm at work and I'm frustrated, I have a little notebook there and I start writing about everything I'm grateful for. I start talking about, sometimes I'll just stop and pray. I talk to God all throughout the day, just normal, just literally just saying stuff out my mouth. I'm just talking to him. Like, you know, that like we have, like I'm having a normal conversation with him. I do that all the time. So sometimes I write and I'll say things I'm grateful for. When I'm frustrated, I start talking about all the things I'm grateful for. I write it down on a little notepad. I might, like you say, express your feelings on a little short note or something. I've learned to do that. I've also learned to, like, I had a friend also say to me, I was texting, I was like, it's so hard. This is so hard. I was talking about something and he was like, stop saying, replace hard with possible. And when he said that, I was like, this is possible, or it's possible to do this. You know what I mean? It's like me saying, this is hard, it's possible. So literally just speaking words and speaking like positivity over your life, I think that's what's helping me. And it's still a journey for me, because I beat myself up more than y'all even probably know. Like, and it's not a good thing. And I'm being honest, because I know more people out here do it too. You know what I mean? We all want to act like we all just self-love. Sometimes you really don't. You're not loving yourself. It's just the truth. Like, you just not. You're not loving yourself. You're not happy where you at. You're not in a good space. And that's okay, but you can't stay there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, as you said, need to uplift yourself. So for me, right now, I don't have no outside negative energy besides my job, but that's temporary. And I know that that's not going to always be there. But myself, I am my own enemy at times. So for me, I'm just trying to protect myself from myself, the negative Sherelle, and work on solely the positive Sherelle. And I have my good days and I have my bad days. And I'm just going to be honest about it. Like, so me protecting my energy, is literally just me getting on a good path of myself, forgiving myself, and understanding that everything is going to work itself out. And I got faith that things are going to be better at the end of the day.
That's good. I wanted to chime off some real quick of what Sherelle said. And it's funny she said that because I screenshotted it because it was on Instagram. And she was just talking about how people are unhappy and not making that change. The Instagram post says, and I follow Success Owner. I do love that because he gives really, really, really positive thoughts and affirmations. It says, some of you are unhappy with your life, but party every weekend. What exactly are you celebrating?
What are you celebrating? Yes.
I just told my friend
that today, I just had that conversation with him. I said, ain't no kicking it. We got stuff to do.
We got shit to do.
What we celebrating?
Yep.
When we can start kicking, we gonna kick it when we got something.
When we make it there.
We've been kicking all this time. We didn't get our kicking it. It's time to get to work. It's work time, baby. It's work time. It's grind time. It's time to focus on that self-love. It's time to focus on the goals. It's time to get to the money. It's time to get, like, because, you know, goals ain't all about money, but just things that you want to accomplish in life. It's time to get to it.
Yep.
So, no. Ain't no more kicking it.
Make that change.
Ain't no more celebrating unless it's something to truly celebrate. Life is a celebration in itself. I'm not saying that. You should celebrate life every day. You should walk, you know, live life to the fullest every day. But it's all the productive ways to live life to the fullest that I'll be in out here in these streets kicking it with a bottle every freaking weekend and me seeing the same DJ every freaking weekend.
Same DJ, same people, same everything. Same songs being played, same thing. Y'all can do that at home.
Have a home party. Why you cleaning up, being productive? Because some of y'all houses is nasty.
With my bottle of wine, just like that.
Yeah. Celebrate you cleaning up. Celebrate you cleaning up, kicking that dude out your house, and you getting yourself together. Celebrate that.
Celebrate all that.
Those are the new celebrations I want to see. Celebrating getting, leaving the toxicity alone. Celebrating that, like, let's have parties when our friends do great things and accomplish good things, or you know, are going through something, we need to help them out and we want to bring them up in a high spirits, you know, like, let's do that. Where's those celebrations at?
Yes you talking some shit there. No, for real. Where that's why I screenshotted it, because I'm like, damn, that shit low-key spoke volume, because we're not there every weekend. But I know it used to be to a point where I was like 21, 22. I was out every weekend for sure. But now when you get older and you sit down and you reevaluate some shit, it's like, okay, these last few years I've been sitting in the house and I've actually been being real productive, moving along. So it's crazy how you can take something away from your life, replace it in positivity completely comes out. So I think we can end this topic by saying, make that change. Like, don't make that change. Like you said, celebrate for the positive. Don't celebrate for the negative. Y'all out here having fun and coming back home to the same thing that you was dealing with yesterday and the day before yesterday and the day before yesterday and the day before that. You always saying, what the little boy said? You always say tomorrow. No, make that shit today. Make that change today. Ain't no more tomorrow. We might not be here tomorrow. We might not wake up the next day. People go to sleep. I mean, people wake up with plans with not knowing what they're going to do tomorrow. And sometimes they're not even here.
Right.
But what you waiting for? Don't wait.
I feel that also, you know, I truly feel that distractions are why people go out. They want to be distracted. They don't want to deal with the issue that they're going through. So they're just trying to distract themselves from not having to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to go to sleep. I don't want to deal with it.
And that's a form of depression.
That's a depressed state. I would get off work. Girl, I barely would eat. I would just go to sleep. I didn't want to be bothered. I don't want to think about my problems. I don't want to think about nothing. So I just want to sleep.
Everybody have a different exit. And that's the messed up, because depression comes in many, 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 many,
any form.
Some might people be a bottle, might be some drugs, might be some sleep, might be some dangerous things. But yeah, we gotta make that change and stop being stagnant. If you're not comfortable, make that change. Get up. We ain't doing no more. We're protecting our energy here. That's the only thing we're doing in 2022. If you ain't having no celebrations, don't call me. How about that? Don't call me. Unless it's y'all for it. I mean, it's cool. But if you don't have celebrations, don't call me. I'm not trying to come out, kick it, catch COVID. I'm not trying to do none of that stuff, because if I catch COVID, that's not paying my bills. I got a lot of money to pay here in rent, and I ain't going to be able to keep up with my catering order. So no, if y'all not bringing me nothing positive or putting no money in my pocket, protect my energy and yours and just leave me alone. Period. And I think that's for all of us. If you're not making us no money, it don't make sense. Leave that shit alone. What Erica said last night, if it ain't making money, it ain't making sense. Period.
Before we close this out, we already kind of touched on it, but stop doing stuff just because. That's how you protect your energy. Mm. Little shit, like stop eating just because you're bored.
Oh,
that was to me.
Stop for me.
And your ass.
Stop for me. You know we eat out of boredom, but don't come for me.
Find something else to do. Stop dealing with that nigga or that woman just because you're bored or because you're fat, or stop entertaining stuff because you're scared. Stop doing stuff just because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a reason behind that shit.
Stop to get a reason just because you're sad, you're bored, you're lonely. That's irrelevant. That don't mean shit. Find something to do. You lonely, pick up a shift. Go to work. Talk to people.
Pick up a shift.
You're bored. You're getting paid. You're getting paid.
Right.
Do that.
They go into the club, like you said, to distract themselves. And just because everybody else doing it. I want to miss some, but you ain't gonna miss.
You ain't missing nothing. That's what I realized. That's
why you need to be in the house.
I don't get it. You ain't missing shit. Y'all know I used to kick it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from when I was about 21 to 23, for real, I was kicking it. But when you take yourself away from something and you go back to the same thing, you see, oh, me and my fuck still the same. Y'all still playing the same shit. Y'all still the same drunks every weekend. And y'all still the same niggas that's trying to talk to me that's going to keep getting told no. Like, sometimes you need to let go and go back to see you really ain't missing
shit. Missing on nothing.
You ain't missing nothing?
Nothing.
So that's all I want to say. You ain't missing shit. Let that shit go.
One more thing, and I'm gonna be quiet. Okay. Also, self-love, a form of self-love is telling people no. Okay.
Talk to me.
No, it's not. It's just simple as that. You ain't gotta have no reason behind it. You ain't gotta explain yourself to nobody. No. If you don't wanna do something, no. I'm not explaining to you that my mother, sister, cousin got a... No. I said no. And you're going to have to take it. I don't have to explain myself to you why you didn't answer your phone, because I didn't want to. Simple as that. It's my phone. I pay this bill. And if I don't feel like talking today, I don't have to. Period. If ain't nobody... First of all, you calling me for a problem. You need to either, if it's a fire or you getting, call 911, because I can't help you.
That part.
Okay? If I didn't pick up the phone, call Jesus, because I can't.
Trigger.
No. Oh, my bad, babe.
Jayla has had a fire. She called us. We like, call the fire.
Love you, babe. Love you. But I'm for real. You have to call 911, because there wasn't nobody going to be able to save you but the firefighters and Jesus. So I'm just saying. Look, sometimes no is a form of self-love, because you're not putting yourself, you know, there's a difference between being nice and being genuine. Mm-hmm. Okay? Nice is, I'm just going to do this because I don't want nobody to think I'm mean. I'm going to just do it, you know. And then genuine is, I said, no, I still care for you. I know I'm not doing it though. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be because I truly want to, out of me being a genuine person, out of me truly feeling in my heart of hearts that this is something that I want to do for you. Mm-hmm. Me being nice is me doing something. Not that I don't want to do it, but I'm going to just be nice because I don't want them to think I mean, or I don't want them to look at me like that. No, stop being nice. Be genuine. Be genuine in your actions, okay? We're going to leave the niceness alone, because that's not going to get you nowhere. That's going to get you walked over. That's going to get you people thinking that they can do whatever. And no, we're not being nice. No, we're being genuine. And if I say no.
Had another quote. Hold on now.
Now.
That's also setting boundaries. saying no.
Y'all hit it right on the nose. I knew I screenshotted this for a second. Both of y'all did. Don't ever let a person manipulate you into thinking your standards are impossible to be met. You are worthy of anything you desire. And I said, damn. You hit that shit. So
I love it.
I screenshotted them for them too because I knew it was gonna come up. And I'm like, yeah, that don't let these women, men, whoever, friends, everybody,
mama, sister, cousin, whoever.
I don't care who you is.
Don't let them thinking that your shit is too impossible to be met. And my standards are up here for a reason.
Yes.
So if you're gonna stay down here, then you need to keep your ass down here because I'm not lowering my shit. You need to reach up to where I'm at.
Period.
Not lowering our standards for nothing, nobody, not even ourselves.
Finito. Arrivederci.
Bye. But I like that. Setting boundaries. And I feel like that's a big one.
It is.
Like saying no. As mean as I am, it's kind of hard for me sometimes to like really just say no. And then not feel bad.
Because you're a genuine person. That's where it comes fucked up at. Because sometimes people so genuine that they can't say no. B is a perfect example. She could have told my ass no when we was doing my whole promo video, but she didn't because she's a genuine.
She wanted to do it.
I love what I do. It's a little
different. Could have said no.
But I could have said no when you said to go to the gas station, but I'm a genuine person and I went anyway.
Well, that would be nice. Y'all mixing up genuine with nice. I just told
your
ass.
I got me something for myself. So
okay. Okay.
I'm gonna say we're not gonna mix everything up.
No, I know genuine nice. Nice is when you really don't want to do it, but you just gonna do it just because. That's just because shit. Do you mean you really want to? Whether you care for that person, that place, thing, you want to do it. So like, it's fine. You don't mind it because it's not an inconvenience.
No.
Right,
you genuinely want to do it. I know the difference. I'll just fucking with Shamir.
She irritated.
Don't be texting me 5 minutes before. Can you know?
No, ma'am. Okay, I'm gonna touch on this a little bit because I was definitely that I don't know how to say no person, especially when it comes to like people I love, people even at my job. Like I know we are overworked as in our field, medical field. Period. Not just nurses, doctors, nurses, STNAs. Whoever, we are all overworked. So it'll be times like somebody I work for, they'll be like, can you do this, that, and the fourth? I know I got 100 other things to do. And you're going to ask me to do this, that, and the fourth. And here I used to say yes, because I'm like, okay, I got, you know, in my mind, if I don't do this, then that's me not doing something for my patient, or that's me not, you know, I'm just being negative or whatever the case may be. But when I realized, like, okay, I'm going to work, I'm doing priorities. If whatever my patient actually needs, that's what's getting done. All these extra stuff that especially managers, you can do yourself. I'm not taking the role. I'm here to be a nurse. I'm not here to be the manager. I'm not here to be the doctor. I'm not here to be none of that. I'm doing the nurse role and that's it. So I basically learned how to say no. Like I'm not doing it. And they'd be looking at me like I'm crazy. What you mean not doing it? It's not priority. So it's not getting done at the end of the day. And even with people, like I will always, Jayla, because I was the bank at one point. Jayla, can I borrow da-da-da-da amount of money? Jayla, can I do this? Jayla, can I do that? And I would be like, yeah, here you go. But then I realized my bank account was running low because I'm up here so busy helping others, or I'm stopping doing what I wanted to do with my money because I'm waiting for this person to pay me back. They supposed to pay me back Friday. They ain't paying me back till a month later. So it's just like, when I learned like, like we always say, it's disturbing my peace. Mm-hmm. What you're asking of me is disturbing. It's putting me back where I wanted to do it. I should not have to cancel my plans because I had to help such and such. So it came to the point, if it's not an emergency, if you're not in the middle of the street, car broke down, if you, I help you if you're stranded or if you don't have no food in your refrigerator or some money to get some food. I'm not going to leave you starving and I'm not going to leave you stranded. But anything else, you want some money for some weed? I ain't got it. You want some money for some alcohol? I ain't got it. If it's not a necessity, if it's not a life or death situation, I'm saying this, don't call me. Especially now, I have a whole child to raise, and that's a whole nother bill. My bills are more. I don't have money to just give out. I'm not a money tree. So don't ask me.
You better call a money tree.
If you got an emergency, I'm here.
Oh, you gotta go work that extra shift.
Hello. If I got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying? But if it's not a necessity, I don't have it because I work hard for every dollar in my account and I can't just continue to give it away, period. So no means no. If I said no, I meant it. And I'm no longer saying yes all the time. I'm not a yes man no more unless I want to. If I genuinely, like they said, if I genuinely want to do something for you, if I genuinely want to give you that money, I will do it. But if I don't want to do it, then no. And don't ask me why. Like people will ask me why. Like, because no.
No.
And then I would like dub back like, okay, well, maybe I can. But now, no, I can't. If I said no, I meant no. If I say yes, you got it. If I say no, no. Arrivederci. Leave me alone. Like, but yeah, I'm getting triggered because people don't be understanding no means no in all aspects of life, not just money, like period. That I'm not sending myself all that work. I'm going to do what I got to do, nothing more. And that's another thing. Like, I would go to work stressed out if I didn't get everything done. I work in a places where it's 24 hours. If I don't get it done, hey, nurse, I was unable to get to this. So, you know, you're going to have to do it. And that's just that. I'm not stressing myself out about nothing, no one, nobody, no job. And I'm saying no, all 2022, period.
Period. Because that no has a period at the end of it. You're not explaining nothing. Yeah. No, period.
Mm-hmm. That include homeless people too. You ain't got to, and I'm just saying, you don't have to. No, I mean, I'm not even being funny because
no, I'm driving right past. I'm sorry because I see
random. But sometimes I can't just walk right past. I was a little girl. My mom told me when I was like 8 years old, I believe she said, I don't know if I was like rude to the person or whatever, but she said, you don't do that. That could be God in disguise or something like that. But as soon as she said that, it stuck with me. And when I started working as when I was like 15 all the way up until now, if I see a homeless person, that's just me. I'm going to give you $2 here, $5 here, or whatever loose change or cash that I may have on me at the time. But that includes saying no to them too sometimes, because a lot of them people, believe it or not, I didn't got tricked. Okay, but that's what comes from being a genuine person, because you can't always give. And I'm just using that as an example because it is this one lady that I always see in Warrensville. And at this point, she's been around since we were in high school to now. And it's just like, lady, I've been out of high school almost years and you still out here.
Still
the same thing. Last time I gave you $5, you went and bought a damn game shell. I watched you. At that point, that's when I stopped giving it to everybody. Like Jayla said, if you hungry, if I see you cold or you just want to get some coffee or something, that's something completely different. Yeah, I'll go ahead and give you that. But you do got to say no sometimes. So that's including those little people.
The homeless too. People.
I can't say no.
Some of them not really homeless.
And a lot of them not really homeless. And then they're like, damn, I didn't get you $10. That could have been in my damn tank.
Girl, they rich. They got all that money. They ain't got to pay. They rich.
Some people really are homeless. I'm not going to say everybody faking. It is some people, but I done got tricked one too many times. Okay. I think I was in Columbus or something on like a field trip or something, whatever. I don't know. I was in Columbus. I gave this man some money and this man walks over and gets in a Cadillac. And I thought you was homeless.
See,
I thought you was struggling.
You gotta say no sometimes.
And he was blunt with it. Like, I know he know. I saw him and he didn't even care. It's like,
they don't care.
He got his money. He out. Like, Lord. So then that's the day I stopped because I don't. I was young too.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
My mother told me don't talk to strangers to be.
I know. Yeah, you know. But some people have to be faking it. So
if I want to assist anyone that is in that type of position, you go to the shelter.
Go to the shelter. I've done.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Feed them. Give them a blanket. Give them some socks. Donate. But as far as me giving money out and you sitting on the side of my car, I'm not doing it. I'm not. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. No, sir. Whoever you are, because I do feel like, and this is way off topic, but I mean, I just kind of feel like, it's you standing in front of a McDonald's, you're standing in front of a gas station, you're standing in front of this other store, like they hire.
Go in there and get a job.
Actually, now everybody hiring, because people quitting, not want to work, everybody's hiring. You can go, everybody's hiring.
yeah. It's a lot of stuff that goes into being homeless, and I don't even want to discuss all of that because that's not.
No, what I was just saying that. I wasn't trying to be funny, but I definitely had to pinpoint. Sometimes you got to tell them no too. That was just something small because sometimes genuine people can't say no. That's how we got off subject because I said every homeless person I feel like I got to give them some money. And that's what said no. You got to say no to those people sometimes too. So yeah, a little bit off topic, but I was making a point with it. Let's bring it back in.
Yes. So boundaries, protecting your energy. I feel like we've kind of touched on. Well, did we? I mean, we did, but it was about the insecurities and possibly like body imaging and different things like that, like.
Come on, dragging your wagon. Let me hear you.
Let me talk to y'all real quick because skinny mini over here, I've been skinny all my life. And I will say when I grew up, you know, I start seeing like all my friends getting a little figure and da 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 da, and I'm still looking like a pencil. So, you know, I feel like when I was younger, that may have been my biggest insecurity. Like I knew in the face I was pretty. I knew I had pretty hair, good personality, da, 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 da. But when you see everybody else, they getting their boobs, they getting their butt, they getting, and I'm just still sitting here. That definitely brought on insecurities with me at a young age. And I know now I'm saying like, oh, I want to gain weight, but it's not necessarily that I'm insecure with my weight. I'm fine with my weight. It's just, that's just what I want for myself. I'm fine. I'm content being where I'm at. I'm not sad about it no more. It is what it is because I learned like I was the only one insecure about my weight. I was never lonely. Like I still was getting men, like the men I liked, if I wanted them, I had them type of thing. So it was never like I was, it was never like I was without. So I just had to learn to like love myself. And this is definitely an episode about self-love because I was a very insecure person when I was younger, whether I showed it or not, I'd definitely be looking at myself looking like I'm sick. And then I would hear stuff like, I had a doctor, and this is why I left the doctor. I started asking people at a young age. She asked me, like, am I anorexic? Do I eat? And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, I eat. I eat a lot. I don't know. I got high. It's a thing called high metabolism. I must have
you
it.
You should know. You a doctor. You should know
that. Exactly. So when she, you know, when that hit me, I'm then that definitely brought on, I'm young, and you asked me, am I anorexic? You know what I'm saying? So it's got me looking like, okay, my doctor even thinks something wrong with me. Like, or even little people, like people would say all the time, like, do you eat? Like, da 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 da. So definitely, I definitely let people get in my head at a younger age. And people still say it now, like, do you eat? And I'm not like sick looking no more or whatever, or I never was. Let me stop saying no more. That's when I was insecure. But I would look at the people asking me that, like the people asking me, like, do you eat? And they would be fat people. I mean, no offense, but I'm just saying, like, the people I put it in my head, the people that's asking me that is the people that want to look like me at the end of the day. So people that's complain about how I look or whatever, it's because you want to be me. It's because you want to look like me. It's you're offended because you don't look like me. So the people that ask me, do I eat, are people that probably should stop eating. No offense, but offense, because those people in my life didn't realize the effect they had on me.
Period.
So and even my mom, she knew, like, she would hear people say it and she would just go off because she knew how I felt about it at a young age. So now I look at all my insecurities as beauties. You know what I mean? Like, this is something beautiful. If God made me this way, so I'm gonna be this way. And if I want to change that, I can, but it's not because I don't love myself. It's just, that's just what I want to do. Like me, I have small boobs. It'd be some shirts I want to wear, like, dang, I can't wear this because my boobs don't fit. Or I don't have no waist. It may fit everywhere else, but dang, it's loose at the waist. So it's just like some stuff, like, dang, like my size is like an awkward size, and I don't know what size to order no more. So I just get stuff that stretch because whatever. But I'm still gonna bring this wagon. It ain't because I don't love myself. It's just because I want a wagon. That's on period. Okay. And I also have found myself caught back in being insecure after having my child. And I had to bring it back. Like, people would constantly tell me, because my stomach, okay, y'all, it's flat. Okay. We got a little flatty, but under my clothes is, look, we got stretch marks now. We got wrinkles. We got all of that stuff. And I would complain about it. And people were like, girl, like, you just had a child. Like, you gave birth. So when I put that thought in my head, it's like, okay, I need to shut up, because it's some women out here that unfortunately can't have children. They want to experience the, oh, I hate my stomach because I got stretched myself. Oh, it's wrinkly or always dark. So it's like, let me shut up, because it's some people that can't even give birth, and God allowed me to carry a child, bring him in this world safely. So if I got to have a little stretch marks and wrinkly skin to do what I want as a woman, then I'm not going to complain about it no more. And if I have more kids, get more stretch marks, more wrinkles, it's still a beautiful thing. And if the person you're dating or the person you're laying down with or whoever, if they can't accept that, then they got to go, period. I need somebody that's going to, wait, this might be TMI, but I need somebody that's going to love and kiss on all my stretch marks.
Man, no, she took the words right out of my mouth.
That ain't TMI.
That's some love.
So, and I, you know, shout out to pressure. But but yes, ladies, love yourself. I don't care what nobody tells you. Don't let nobody get in your head, because you are beautiful the way you are. This goes for men too, because we're not going to play like men don't have insecurities. Yeah. So this goes for everybody. If you feel some type of way about yourself, learn to love it, because that's what makes you. At the end of the day, somebody's going to love you. If somebody you're with can't accept everything you have, then that's not the person for you, because it's somebody out here for everybody. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you in your 50s and you never had a man or never had a woman. It's still somebody out. It's people out here at 80 years old getting married. It's somebody out here for everybody. Don't try to change yourself or look a certain way to please this man or to please this woman, because then they're not for you, period. You shouldn't have to change who you are to please somebody else. If you got to do that at work, then adios, amigos. They not leave them, period. And that goes for everybody. Your family can even be on you about how you look. You don't got to talk to your family just because they family. Mm-hmm. Blood don't mean nothing sometimes. Like, that's why it's good to have those good friendships, good to have people that motivate you, because sometimes, unfortunately, people don't have those family members that's going to be good family members. So you have to have some, I don't care if it's one person, you have to have that one person that's going to push you, motivate you to be a better you, appreciate everything you have to offer, everything you bring to the table. If you don't have that, you definitely need to get somebody or get a therapist. Like, some people need to go to therapy for their insecurities because they hate themselves so much, but you should not do that. Like, coming from me, who used to be that way, it's not worth it, because now I'm like, oh, I know I'm bad. I know I'm cute. These bitches want to be me. You know?
Hey, okay. I feel it all day.
Yes. Don't be insecure.
As you stated, yes, you're beautiful. And as you stated, there are people who do skinny shame. I understand. Don't be skinny shaming me. Okay, because I'm skinny. Too. It's fat shaming, it's skinny shaming, and it's body shaming altogether.
And it hurts the same. Whether it's fat or
it hurts the same. Okay. Just because I'm skinny, don't mean my feelings don't get hurt if you call me skinny. Okay.
And skinny people are allowed to work out, because people always ask
me. Because I'm still out of shape.
Because when I run up five stairs, I'm out of breath. I'm out of shape, okay? Skinny or not, you don't have to be fat to be considered out of shape. You can be skinny. I had high cholesterol at one point, and I've always been skinny. So it's not about being fat. If you want to work out, go work out. Go get that body. Go get a natural BBL by going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, or you can pay for it, whatever works for you. But I'm just saying, me, I'm about to go to the gym. So don't ask me if you see me at the gym while I'm at the gym, because I'm trying to get my BBL. That's why. Okay. Natural BBL. This wagon I'm trying to drive.
A wagon, sis. A wagon. Yes. Yes. I just wanted to put that out there, though. Like, stop body shaming people for their size, they titty size, their booty size, whatever they got going on. That is up to God. God did that. So if you got a problem, you can talk to him. Okay. Because I ain't did nothing. Come here and be me. So. Period. And yes, love yourself. I too used to have insecurities about being skinny, this, that, and the third. I don't care no more. Like, I'm over it. I'm happy with what I have going on here. And yes, I'm fine with that. I don't really care. I don't have insecurities when it comes to my body. Haven't in a long, long time. But I have an insecurity. I'm not going to talk about it, though. But I'm working on it. And so that's you know what I mean? So I have insecurity, and it's just like about like working on it. If you can find a way, and it's something with my body, but if it's something that I can work on in a healthy manner, then I'm going to do that.
And I think that's also, like I said, a part of self-love, just making sure you're taking the time to feel good about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave that there. I don't know if B or Shamira wants to speak on anything.
I mean, I don't mind. Y'all know I wanted the nose job since I was 18. Really bad.
Why?
I wanted the nose job. What you mean?
She did. And I used to be like,
I did.
I'm asking, like, why though? Your nose is like perfect.
It's your face.
I didn't like it then. I don't give a fuck now. I love myself. But then I wanted one. I would sit in CSU library all day for hours researching who I would go to, what they work look like, what's the pros, what's the cons. I would look at pictures so I know what to expect. I really wanted a nose job.
Well, I guess I did it because I was supposed to have boobs at 18.
I was about to say that's how I was when I when I thought I was about to get
a boob job.
Then I don't know what really came over me to actually start accepting myself. I don't know, to be completely honest with you. It was just like, I don't really want to go spend $5,000 on no titties. Dead ass serious. I'm like, I'd rather keep that there. And I don't know. It was like, if God wanted me to have that, then he would have gave me that. So I can't have both. I got a booty. I can't have titties and a booty. So he gave me that. Like we said, the other episode, first episode, I wouldn't know what to do with both. So it's a good thing he didn't give me both. So I don't know. Cause I used to sit and research how much it will cost, if I would have to get a fat transfer. That was well before I had my son. And then I ain't had no fat to transfer nowhere because I had a flat stomach. And then after JJ came, I had a C-section. So yes, now the lower part of my stomach, okay, I guess that may be an insecurity. Since I had my C-section, the lower part of my stomach, the bitch won't go down. It just won't. It just, I don't know. I didn't try to work out. Then I stopped a couple times because I seen it wasn't doing anything, but that's where consistency comes in. So we're still working on that this year. But I think that's probably going to be my biggest thing because it's not even like I want the boobs no more. When I got pregnant with JJ, they weren't there. He gave me some boobs. He used them what they was for. And then they went right back down to normal size. So I never really had to get into anything. And now I'm noticing I can wear a nice little loose shirt that I want to because I ain't got to worry about my nip flying out or this falling off. Or so I don't know. I became more comfortable with my breasts. Now this little cesarean cut, that's a little different because I mean it don't hit the same. My top of my stomach is flat, but that bottom part where his ass came out, we got to work on that. So it'll all come. Don't get the jobs, please. But no, if you want to get the job, I'm not going to say that. Get the job if that's what makes you more comfortable and love yourself. But don't get it because someone else wants you to. That is not what you should do. Like Jayla said, if that man ain't kissing every wrinkle or stretch mark on your stomach, then that's the problem. And if he ain't putting a whole little titty in his mouth, shout out to pressure, then that's just it. Because that probably was too much TMI, but if that man ain't doing that and he's not comfortable with it, how you gonna be comfortable with yourself? How you gonna be comfortable with yourself to show somebody else yourself? So what I look like completely underneath these clothes is completely different from what I look like up here. So you tell me what you're really attracted to. You attracted to my mind or you attracted to my body? So that's where I had to learn some shit too, because yeah, he gonna accept you, but he's gonna accept your mind and your body and your soul, not just one or the other. So I'm gonna wrap that up with that.
Okay, ladies. All right. So last little wrap up before we end today's episode. I feel like we kind of discussed it as well. Mental health. I'm pretty sure we just really touched on it this whole episode. It's just like affirmations, loving yourself, understanding your worth, understanding that words of encouragement to yourself is very, 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 very powerful. You definitely need people in your corner, great positive people to get you together when you're not together, let you know you're not being yourself. Let you know that you need to level yourself a little tighter, getting yourself together as far as taking that a long time. All that is a part of your mental health. And so take that time to yourself. We already talk about therapists and everything, but sometimes you need to just be just you and God. Get on your knees, talk to him. Maybe you need to take a nap. You know what I'm saying? Just be to yourself for a little while. And so just make sure your mental is right, because once your mental right, everything else follows after. Truly.
So. I agree, love.
Yes.
I agree completely. I completely agree. Oh, and one more thing. I know, Arle, all of us have businesses going on that we are working on the side, and this is to any other bosses, of course, y'all all bosses, but any other bosses that's either working on becoming a business or actually in their journey of already owning that business, mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, all of that does play a part in of your business. But I do want to say, because Sherelle said you need to drop to your knees sometime, your business will not flourish if you are not right with God. I'm telling you, every door will close. You will try to do this on your own. Shut, it's going to be done. You ain't got no faith in him. That's just it. So I just wanted to end my part on that. Keep God in your businesses. I met a beautiful older lady at one of our women's groups that we had down at the restaurant. And she was just going around listening to what makes the women get up in the morning to go for their business. And they was all giving examples of their children and different examples as such. And she said, y'all have great reasons, but I did not hear not one of y'all women say God. She said, you own this business. You own two businesses. You got three. She said, well, let me tell you something. I got 10. When she said that, it was like a whole reality check, like a wave came over. It was like, all right, now hold on. We need to listen to what she has to say. If you do not keep God within your business and ask him to flourish, not just your business, but your mind and your patience and your peace, everything that you do is going to fail. And I ain't even trying to scare y'all, because I done seen it. I done tried to do some stuff on my own fast. And it was like, God, you told me to wait a minute. And I went ahead and did it anyway. And then that door shut. So that's what I want to end with. Keep God in your business. If you flourish with his love and his faith, your business will flourish completely. So that's all with mental, physically, emotionally, spiritually, self-love completely. God is love. I don't know
right.
What else is there to discuss? God is love. If you don't have that spiritual connection, I don't know what to tell you, because once you get it, and blessings just keep coming. And it was just like, thank you, God. You got testimonies of literally having, when something is impossible, he makes it possible, shit that you wouldn't even dreamed of at all. So just get that right. Get your mind right with God. That's all I got to say.
I ain't got nothing to say. We ending it today.
That's it.
Love. All right, y'all.
God is love. All right.
God is love. Self-love. Love yourself. Get rid of all that negative toxicity. Even if it's your own thoughts, get rid of them. And that is it for today's episode. We love y'all. Tune in next week for another great episode. Please subscribe, share, and like below. And yes, bosses, we will talk to y'all next week. Love you guys.
Work on that self-love. Until next time, America. Bye.
Bye.